Expansion tanks and system pressure in hydronic systems. Why a sealed hydronic loop needs an expansion tank. How the bladder slash diaphragm tank absorbs the volume change as water heats up. What cold fill pressure should be, and how a waterlogged tank causes the classic dripping relief valve complaint. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is, water expands when it gets hot. In a sealed hydronic loop the water has nowhere to go, so as the boiler heats it, the pressure would climb until the relief valve dumped. Unless something gives it room, that something is the expansion tank. A tank with a captive cushion of air behind a bladder or diaphragm that compresses to absorb the extra water volume as the system heats, and pushes back as it cools. It's the shock absorber that keeps system pressure in a safe band. The two complaints that bring you to this stuff. A relief valve that keeps dripping slash weeping, and pressure that climbs too high when the boiler runs. 9 times out of 10 the expansion tank or the fill valve is involved. How it works. A modern residential expansion tank is a steel tank split by a rubber bladder or diaphragm. One side holds air precharged to a set pressure, the other side connects to the system water. From the factory, the air side is typically precharged around 12 psi. Here's the cycle. Cold system. The air charge and the system fill pressure are balanced. The water side of the tank is nearly empty. The air cushion is sitting at its precharge. Boiler fires, water heats and expands. The extra volume pushes into the tank, compressing the air cushion. Because the air can compress, system pressure only rises a modest amount instead of spiking. System cools, water contracts. The air cushion pushes the water back out of the tank and pressure settles back down. Two other parts work with it. The fill valve slash pressure reducing valve PRV feeds, make up water from the building supply and holds the cold fill pressure commonly factory set near 12 psi. It only adds water when system pressure drops below its set point. The relief valve, commonly 30 psi on residential boilers, is the safety backstop. It dumps if pressure ever climbs to its rating. A relief valve that's weeping is telling you pressure is reaching 30 psi when it shouldn't. In the field, reading the picture, note the cold fill pressure on the gauge system off. Cold and watch what it does as the boiler heats up. Cold should sit near the fill set point about 12 psi typical. Hot should rise only modestly. If it shoots up to 30 psi and trips the relief, the tank isn't absorbing the expansion. Check a diaphragm slash bladder expansion tank. Knock test quick. Tap the tank top to bottom. The air side rings hollow, the water side thuds. A tank that thuds all the way up is waterlogged, bladder failed or air charge gone. Pressure test proper. Isolate and drop system pressure off the tank, then check the air charge at the tank's Schrader valve with a tire gauge. It should read the intended precharge often about 12 psi. If air spits water out of the Schrader, the bladder is ruptured. Replace the tank. Set the precharge to match the cold fill pressure with the tank disconnected from system pressure or with the system side relieved. Then put it back in service. The classic dripping relief diagnosis. Cold fill pressure looks fine, but every time the boiler runs the gauge climbs to 30 psi and the relief weeps. That's a dead expansion tank, waterlogged almost every time. It can't absorb the thermal expansion. So all that extra volume becomes pressure, and the relief is doing its job. Replacing a tired relief valve without fixing the tank just buys you a new valve that'll also weep. Normal values and targets. Cold fill pressure typical residential, around 12 psi for a standard two-story home, enough to lift water to the top of the system plus a few psi cushion. Taller buildings need more, roughly at about 0.43 psi per foot of height you need to lift, plus margin. Expansion tank factory precharge, commonly about 12 psi, and it should be set to match the system cold fill pressure. Relief valve setting residential boiler, commonly 30 psi. Hot operating pressure should rise only modestly above cold fill. Healthy system might go from about 12 to the high teens slash low 20s psi, staying well under the 30 psi relief. Confirm against the specific equipment and building height. These are representative residential values. Common faults and what they mean. Relief valve drips slash weeps, especially when hot. Waterlogged slash dead expansion tank most common. Wrong slash oversized fill pressure, or a failed PRV feeding too much water. Fix the tank slash PRV, then replace the relief if it's damaged. Pressure climbs to 30 psi on every fire. Expansion tank not absorbing expansion, bladder failed or air charge lost. Pressure slowly creeps up over days. PRV slash fill valve leaking by, continuously adding water or a domestic to boiler crossover on a tankless coil. Pressure drops over time, system needs frequent refilling, a leak somewhere or air being purged. Don't just keep feeding it, find the leak. Airbound zones plus pressure issues, Make up water carries dissolved air. If the system keeps taking on water from a leak, it keeps getting air, and you keep getting cold zones. Tech tips and gotchas. A relief valve weeping is a symptom, not the disease. It's the safety doing its job. Because pressure hit 30 psi, find why pressure got there. Almost always the expansion tank. Knock test every expansion tank on a service call. It takes 5 seconds and catches a dead tank before it strands you on a callback. Set the tank pre-charge with the air gauge while it's isolated from system pressure. Checking it while it's still seeing system water, just read system pressure, not the air charge. Don't fix a dripping relief by cranking the fill pressure down. You'll lose the lift the system needs and create air problems at the top of the building. Fix the tank. The PRV fill valve auto-feeds water. That sounds convenient, but it also means a slow leak gets silently topped off forever, masking the leak and pumping fresh oxygenated water and minerals into the system, which corrodes things over time. A system that never loses pressure while clearly leaking is being fed. Old-style steel compression tanks, no bladder, often hung in the ceiling near the boiler, work differently. They can become waterlogged and need to be drained to restore their air cushion. If you find a plain tank with no bladder and no Schrader, that's the older design. Safety/code notes. Never plug, cap, or adjust a relief valve to stop it dripping. It's the last line of defense against a pressure vessel failure. Relief sizing and discharge piping follow the applicable boiler/mechanical code. Relief discharge must be piped to a safe location per code. No valves in the discharge, terminate near the floor. Make up water connections may require backflow prevention per the applicable plumbing code to keep boiler water out of the potable supply.